T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Here's what's coming up. Bucks beat the Pacers 117-98. We'll talk to Eric Name, 8:35. Get back into that Giannis-Kareem discussion about what Giannis needs to do to become the most important Buck of all time. We'll do that around 9 again, so once you settle into work, make sure you grab us on the radio.com app and take more calls on that. Going to talk some Green Bay Packers right now with Michael Cohen. A couple of really insightful articles up at The Athletic the last few days from Michael. What he learned at the Combine, what he's learned from some defensive scouts about where the Packers may be focused defensively and otherwise in free agency. Michael Cohen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Mike. Happy Friday.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Very good, Mike. All right, let's talk about free agency, first of all. You're at the Combine, but free agency with all this money to spend. Do you see somebody on defense? Because, I mean, people are talking about fixing the offense and that sort of thing, but the defense really needs some help. Where can you see them spending some money on defense?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a couple different areas that they could look at. I think, obviously, in this year's group of free agents, the safety class is extremely strong, and there was a lot of chatter at the Combine about whether or not it might actually be more beneficial for teams to spend a certain amount, like let's say $10 million, in the safety market relative to what $10 million will get you in the edge rusher market based on who's available this year. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them involved in some conversations for some of the safeties that are available. You know, there's an elite group of players, you know, that are around this cycle, and that's Landon Collins from the Giants, Tyrann Mathieu from the Texans, Earl Thomas from the Seahawks, Adrian Amos from the Bears, Eric Weddle obviously was just released by the Ravens, LaMarcus Joyner, the list goes on and on. There's a lot of guys for the Packers to choose from. And then in the edge rusher market, you know, there's pretty much two guys that are toward the top that would fit best in their system, and that would be Preston Smith from the Redskins and Za'Darius Smith from the Ravens. Those are the guys that will command the biggest price tags but would also fit the best right now in the system. And then there's other guys as you go down the list that would be less expensive but have more question marks about their game. So it's going to be fascinating because I do think that they will be involved more so than they've been in the past, and we'll have to see if Brian Gutekunst can close the deal a little bit on some of these guys.
Safety is such a need, as we all know, and there's a lot of guys out there, so maybe that kind of brings some of these price points down because there's, I guess, a lot to choose from. Seeing a lot of, I guess, smoke, or maybe it's just people being optimistic. Is Landon Collins as good as he would be, and it would be a good fit here? Is that a legitimate possibility, or are we going to see him sign maybe somewhere else and then, oh, well, let's get excited, the Packers sign Eric Weddle on a one-year deal? How real could Landon Collins of the Packers be, do you think?
So, I mean, I think they'll definitely be interested because, look, the guy is young. He's 25 years old. He's made the Pro Bowl 3 times. He's been an All-Pro once. He's definitely, you know, in the absolute prime of his career with a couple of seasons to continue to get better before he probably reaches his physical peak. Now, he's a guy that I think could ultimately be priced out of what the Packers are trying to do. If you look at, you know, the top safety contracts available right now in terms of guys that are already signed, Eric Berry leads the league at $13 million per year, and then Rashad Jones at $12 million, LaMarcus Joyner at $11.3 million, Harrison Smith at $10.25 million. So if you had to ask, you know, where does Landon Collins mix into all of this, I would say he's probably going to get somewhere between $10 and $12 million per year. Now, are the Packers willing to commit that to one guy, you know, when maybe they could spread that money around and sign a couple of mid-level guys at a variety of positions in free agency? I'm not really sure. But ultimately, I think they'll be involved with Landon Collins. I just think at the end of the day, his price tag might go a little bit too high for what Brian Gutekunst wants to spend.
Yeah, but what a perfect piece that would be in the defense. Talking about a guy who's a Pro Bowler, he's in his mid-20s. The Giants decided not to put a franchise tag on him. It's like a guy like that doesn't become available every day in free agency at the safety spot.
Yeah, and that's sort of the argument that people were making about this year's safety class. I mean, look at just the top three guys. Earl Thomas, Tyrann Mathieu, and Landon Collins. All of those guys are high-level safeties, if not elite safeties, in terms of who's in the league right now. And there's three of them available in free agency this year. And so when you look around this group, you know, there are people that will advocate and say, if you're going to spend big on a position, you know, this is the year to do it at safety because, you know, this caliber of guy probably won't be available in so many different iterations like it is this year. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. You know, I don't necessarily know if spending, you know, up to $12 million a year on one guy makes a ton of sense, but if you can get somebody in that $8 to $10 million range, you know, that you believe is going to change the back end of your defense and really fix a lot of the problems that have been in place for a couple seasons, then I would certainly be an advocate of that.
Couple of articles to check out from Michael Cohen, who joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline at The Athletic. Which defensive players should the Packers target in free agency? And then what was learned about the Packers offseason at the NFL Combine, too, that Michael put out this week. As far as guys outside of Fadal Brown, who is staying here for another season, are there guys that the Packers are looking maybe... I mean, we've talked about Clay and we've talked about Randall Cobb a little bit. But who are some of the guys that were here last year that they definitely want to keep around despite them also being free agents?
Well, you know, in terms of the pure free agents, I don't really think there's a lot of guys on that list that will be back. And I think that's something that the Packers are just going to have to, you know, start to work around when it comes to the turnover that's inevitable with any new head coach. I mean, if you look at the list of guys that they have, it's not like there's, you know, a ton of world beaters on that group, which is sort of, you know, that's kind of what Brian Gutekunst and his staff have to work through. I mean, I've got the list here in front of me in terms of, you know, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Clay Matthews and Randall Cobb, they absolutely don't have to sign either of those guys. Muhammad Wilkerson coming off a major injury, not sure if they'd be interested in bringing him back depending on his health. Lance Kendricks is a guy that I don't think they have to bring back unless they want to. Byron Bell, another guy that played okay, but certainly doesn't have to come back. Mercedes Lewis, at this point, you know, I don't think the Packers would be interested. Jake Ryan coming off a huge injury with that ACL. Rashad Breeland would be the one name that I know fans are really eager to have back. But, you know, it'll be kind of curious to see what his market is. And I really don't know where his best position is. He showed that he's a little bit too slow to play on the perimeter. And inside, he's just not quite, he doesn't have the short distance quickness, short area quickness that you'd want from a slot corner. So that's kind of a puzzling one. Devon House, they're not going to bring back. Ibrahim Campbell's coming off a torn ACL, and Eddie Pleasant didn't play very well and was a street free agent. Those are their unrestricted guys. So it doesn't really look like a ton of those pieces need to come back, and I'd be surprised if more than maybe one or two of them do. As for their restricted guys, you know, I think Geronimo Allison certainly is a guy they'd like to bring back. But I don't think they're going to pay Kentrell Bryce the low tender of $2.02 million. So I think he'll become an unrestricted free agent. And then they've got a bunch of exclusive rights guys, but I expect them to bring all of those players back because that's a one-year league minimum salary, so we don't have to run through those. But as you can see through the top end of their class, there's not really anybody that they're compelled to bring back unless they really want to.
The guys who are under contract, who they may part ways with, let's say Matthews or Perry or somebody else, is there a certain timetable that they got to make a decision on those guys?
Well, technically no, because they don't have to make a decision. I mean, you can cut a guy whenever you want.
Sure.
But there would be a benefit in terms of when these roster bonuses play out. Mm-hmm. So Nick Perry is due a $4.8 million roster bonus on the third day of the new league year, which I believe is either March 15th or 16th. And I'm not sure exactly how they count it. And then Jimmy Graham, I believe, is due a $5 million roster bonus. And I think that's the fifth day of the league year. So you're talking about March 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there, where these bonuses would be deposited into these guys' bank accounts. And so if the Packers are going to move on from either one of those guys, you would certainly believe a decision would be made prior to, you know, those bonuses being deposited.
And it sounds like, I mean, Graham is coming back. Goody said at the Combine that Graham is coming back, and no decision really on Perry or Matthews or anybody else. But what's your assessment? What do you think? You think that was a good idea to bring Graham back?
You know, I really don't. I don't really agree with that move. You know, maybe there are some more injury things going on with Graham than what we realize, but I just don't think he really fits exactly what LaFleur wants to do. I mean, what LaFleur talked about a lot when it came to the tight end position is how the tight ends in this offense absolutely, unequivocally have to block, and that's part of their job. And anybody who's seen the 49ers play with the offense that Kyle Shanahan runs, they do a lot of tight end stuff where the tight ends are in line at the line of scrimmage. We've seen multiple tight end sets. We've seen tight ends line up in the backfield as H-backs. So, you know, all of those things that I just mentioned are not strengths of Jimmy Graham. And so I don't really know, you know, what they envision his role being. But if it's as a big wide receiver, he kind of showed last year that he can't really run the way he did anymore. And some of his aerial abilities when it comes to jump balls and red zone things in the end zone, he just wasn't as coordinated or wasn't as effective as he was in the past. So for the price that they have to pay him, I think I would have moved on.
I've seen enough reports that it sounds like it's a non-story, but I've still seen a couple that it's worth asking you. Any insight on the Packers' interest on Antonio Brown? It seems like it's a no-go, but there are still some people saying that they are interested.
Yeah, I don't really know too much about that. All that happened last night literally as I was falling asleep. So I was in bed and didn't really pay too much attention to it last night. And then when I woke up this morning, I saw a bunch of reports, probably the same ones you're referencing, where everything was basically shut down. And they said, you know, the Packers were never interested, or they aren't significant players, or they have no interest in going after it. So, you know, I hadn't really looked into it because, like I said, when I went to sleep, it was just happening. And then I woke up and everybody said it was dead. So I kind of didn't see them going into that market. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, I don't think, in terms of bringing that type of a personality into the locker room for a young head coach, and also when you've already got a bona fide number one in Davante Adams. So, you know, I don't really know sort of where those reports originated or what the origin of them was, but I never really saw them in the Antonio Brown market. It didn't make a ton of sense to me.
Follow Michael on Twitter, Michael_Cohen13. Check him out at The Athletic. Michael, appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
You too. Michael Cohen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher, man. Get ready for the weekend if you're going to do some grilling out or you're going to be inside. You want to put one of those Al Capone roasts right in your oven. The Al Capone, man, terrific combination of cheese and meat into one outstanding package, man. You're going to go there, buy one of those Al Capones, put it in your oven. It's going to the house is going to smell terrific. And when that thing comes out of the oven, while you're watching some basketball or football, or football, there's no football this weekend, maybe some spring training baseball, you get into that, it is all good to go, man. So the Al Capone roast or the hand-cut steaks, the originals, 30 varieties of original sausages and brats. They got the Al Capone brat as well, man. It's all really good. But the steaks, man, they got the hand-cut steaks, top quality grade. You got the beef tenderloins. I love the New York strips. They got a full line. And, of course, the Robert's ribs on a stick, always good to go. When you get there, you get maybe 3 or 4 pounds of the Robert's ribs on a stick to go along with your marinated chicken, maybe the beef brisket burgers. The burgers, man, the marinated burgers are fantastic. I love the beef brisket burgers there, man. But anywhere you go, anytime you go there, Robert's Specialty Meats, whatever you're going to choose, whether it's for your oven or your grill, you got to grab 3 or 4 pounds of the ribs on a stick from Robert's Specialty Meats. Where is it located? South side of Waukesha, right on Sunset Drive, toward the end of Sunset on the south side there. And you get there, it's right across from the OK Mart. Go inside. Paul Roberts and his friendly staff will always help you. Check them out online, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. They got some money-saving coupons on there that'll save you a buck or two, plus should tell you a little bit about the place, that, you know, a few things maybe that I haven't told you already about the place. But it is great for all your grilling needs this weekend, maybe for opening day, or, you know, some of these baseball games coming up, you want to tailgate. Your first stop should be Robert's Specialty Meats, a short drive into Waukesha. If you're in Waukesha already, man, you know where that place is. Again, right across from the old Kmart, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. For the best of meats, it's Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
More from The Athletic. Eric Name will join us, 8:35. TNT, the Bucks on TNT last night. That's awesome. They did not sound so fond of Milwaukee. More on that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.